This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
There used to be a lot of problems that plagued me so much. You'd be shocked, I constantly fucked up so much. I remained a hot mess addicted to drugs. But did you know that there's a show where you can email and hear back some advice from these dudes? Yes, dude, I compare this advice to a rose on the gray. Ooh, the more I'm listening, the stranger it feels, yeah. And now that Bitcoin is up, Amir won't shut up about this. But yeah, if I were you, show@gmail.com. But yeah, email them now.
That was
lovely.
A Seal cover, if you can imagine.
I can, and I've yeah. That was it's a recognizable song.
No, I meant my invention idea is a Seal cover. So you know how you go to an ocean and you see like seals, right? And they're like shiny and fine, but then they're out on
fine.
The beach.
Be nice, yeah. To see seals. Yeah. People go,
but
to
then you're out on the beach and it
them.
Rains and it like gets all on the seals.
They're fine being wet.
So imagine a vacuum sealed cover for the seals. It's called a vacuum seal cover. And the seal is sort of a double entendre because you're vacuum sealing these, kind of like these majestic sea slugs.
So it's not to keep them out of the rain. It seems like to make them suffocate and die.
Well,
you're vacuum sealing them.
Hold on, let me get to the part
of the pitch
where I address that issue. Yes, so they suffocate and die, but
I'm going to address that issue.
The pros far outweigh the cons.
What could the pros possibly be?
The look on that little seal's face when I finish that seal is one of sheer terror. And to have it forever.
So
in
one
your
of the pros to torturing seals is that you enjoy it.
Yeah. And to have that,
I think that's a con.
And to have that face,
that makes you a con man.
The horror laminated burns an image in your mind's eye.
And you see that as a positive.
Yes. Well, that's in the neutral
section.
You're
a negative.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
You kill seals.
It's just an idea. But this seal cover was written by two ladies, or performed by two ladies, Madison and Leah, or Leia. What do you go, Leia or Leah?
How do you spell it?
L-E-E-Y-I-A-A-U-H-A.
Leia.
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 No, it's L-E-A-H.
Leah.
Yes, Leah. All right. Madison, Leah. Thank you for writing that seal cover for us. What is this? It's an advice show, if you can imagine. If you can believe it. It's If I Were You, the only advice show on the internet. Hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I am Jake.
We are in the middle of summer now. This is going to be a July episode.
Wow.
Recording in late June, releasing in early July.
It's hot.
You're getting married soon.
Yeah, 6 weeks out.
What are you thinking? Have you started looking at weather patterns for upstate?
Ooh, no, I haven't done that yet.
Do you mind saying the name of the place you're getting married so people can come if they wanted?
I would hate
so people
no.
can crash if they wanted.
I would of course not like to do that.
All right, give us two options and then we'll have to guess.
It's either Tahoe or Vancouver.
No, look, the actual places. I want the the name of the restaurant bar.
Insane.
Okay.
Of course not.
Because you don't want strangers there.
I was lying when I said Tahoe and Vancouver.
I was afraid. Are you nervous about it? Are you still feeling confident? Are you counting down the days where the wedding planner is officially on the clock?
Our wedding planner is officially on the clock tomorrow.
Wow.
Which is really, I'm very...
You have 400 emails ready to auto-send.
I'm quite excited to just start fucking forwarding shit.
deal with the silverware, deal with the flowers, here's the walk-on music.
Well, Jill has been dealing with all of that, like, keeping track of that shit. I guess one thing that'll be nice as we get closer is, like, now we're at the part where we're, like, getting people's RSVPs back.
Oh.
So we, like, know who's coming.
Did you get any jokesters? Like, people who, like, fill it in humorously, and then you're like, I really need to know the answer, though. It's funny that you said, like, I'm bringing 100 people.
Dave, like, combined his and Anna's names. So for, like, a few seconds, I didn't know who had RSVP'd.
Classic.
But, no, nobody's joked about not coming.
Right. And have you gotten any RSVP no's?
One.
Does that mean you're bumping people up?
No, because we're deep into the red zone right now already.
Oh, you like, overcommitted. You're an airline offering people $500 not to attend the wedding.
Yeah, that's where we're at. So yeah. We need the no's.
Yeah.
If anything, we've gotten a couple yeses where we're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Like my mom said they were not going to come.
I see on the website you've devised an auction-style system where people can actually bid on not attending the wedding.
Yes.
It says for $850 a head, you can attend. Yeah, you can choose to skip the wedding and still come to the fucking brunch the next
day. At a certain point, I start sending people on my honeymoon.
Yeah.
Just so they'll miss the wedding.
Is the honeymoon right after the wedding?
I'm going to do like a mini honeymoon, just like 3 days somewhere. I don't know where yet. But
that
then,
counts.
Then we're going to do a fucking serious honeymoon in December or January.
A joke, a mini moon, and then a real moon.
Yeah. You got to do two moons.
And then
days.
You do the pre-baby moon, the baby moon, and the I just had a baby moon.
And the baby's first vacay.
moon. And then it's the first full moon after the baby's born moon.
I just want my entire life to be moons from now on.
The lunar calendar. That's very Jewish of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was looking for questions since we're back from Europe. That we could possibly answer on this show. We have somebody helping us out now, which is a huge help.
How's the email look?
Looking organized.
Really?
Yeah.
Gotta love that. Shout out to Jake the intern.
And I thought of a funny theme for this episode would be seemingly inconsequential problems. Because a lot of people talk about these issues that are the biggest deals of their lives. This time, this person is a little... He's aware as to how not huge of a deal it is.
That's nice. It's good to be self-aware.
Yeah, the small problems, we'll call it. This is the small problems episode, and this is the first small problem written by, let's give him a small little name.
Tim. Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim writes, two of my best friends really love their memes, like an unhealthy amount, so they constantly send them to me. I like memes as much as the next guy, but I don't follow these meme accounts because I get annoyed at them, and they make me waste time looking on my phone at Instagram. So because of this, I never follow the meme accounts. But for some reason, I don't know why, these meme accounts are all private. Why would you do that if you want your content to be liked and shared as much as possible? So my friends send me these memes, and I begrudgingly follow them to look at the meme, only to get annoyed, bored, / waste time looking at them, so I unfollow. Then they send me more memes by these stupid accounts, and I have to frickin' follow them again. I hate to ask them to keep screenshotting to accommodate, and sometimes if it's a video, I can't watch it at all. We don't live close enough to each other anymore, so this is one of the main ways we contact each other. How can I see these memes and keep my friends... without having to clog up my timeline with this bullshit. Thank you. Love, Tim.
Tiny Tim, there are three possible answers here.
Okay. This is a new thing that I'm hearing about, by the way. It's like really famous accounts keeping their shit private so that you have to follow them.
Why is that, though?
So they get their followers up. So a lot of people may be lurking on my account or your account or this memes account. Oh. And that doesn't increase your followers. But if you private it and it's like, you have to follow me to watch, a lot of people follow. And then it forces them to follow you and your numbers go up.
Have you ever tried to do that? Just go private for a little bit?
I did. And I don't remember what happened. But I might tinker with the algorithm again and try it again. Yeah, I think it works better for like meme accounts where like people are sending stuff and then you have to follow to open. Because I bet not a lot of people are just lurking on my page. But if it's like at stupid memes or whatever, then a lot of people are just like... But I bet what ends up happening.
Yeah, you get like your friend, you tag your friends and you look.
Yes, but I bet
you're playing right into their hands.
What ends up happening is that a lot of people probably follow, view the content, unfollow. So their followers must be going up and down.
Yeah,
as they
post. It's definitely an annoying user experience. Which I think you have to. So first option is make a stand. Just be like, I am not going to look at these things. And just try to cure your FOMO. Like, just don't look at the memes.
Yeah, that's true, but that's hard to do. And it's never worth it, and yet you still have to see it.
Yeah, well, not me. It's easy for me to ignore that shit.
Somebody sends you a meme, you're just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, because I've almost never, ever, like, really liked a meme.
What's your favorite meme?
I like the
guy with the girl, and then he's looking at the ex-girl by.
Apparently, kid. That's not really a meme. I just really love that video.
Yeah, that's expanding meme to just mean any like internet phenomenon.
I don't think I have like a meme that I liked.
Yeah. What about the fry? I don't know if this is happening or if this is happening. Futurama guy.
No, I don't like that.
What about the Game of Thrones? One does not simply something or other.
That one's all right.
that one's
not Game of Thrones, though. Yeah. It's Lord of the Rings. One does not simply walk into Mordor. But I guess like there's nothing better than that line. One does not simply walk into Mordor.
Yeah, but what if it's like, one does not simply...
get a reservation at Dorsia.
Yeah, that's a really good meme, actually. Hold on.
You're smashing your face into your keyboard.
My keys freaking taste so funny.
So I think the other option is to just follow them and like, you know, eat it.
Eat it.
The last one, and I think the best one, is Finstagram.
Whoa, a fake Insta. That lets you follow these memes, but then they'd have to send it to the Finsta.
I think that's easier than telling your friends to screenshot shit. Mm. Like, send it to my Finsta. Or if they send you something, you just, like, remember the name of whoever the meme thing that they're following is and search that on your Finsta.
I wonder if you can follow these meme accounts and then, like, block them, but still be able to view the content, like hide them from my timeline.
Yeah,
they have that on Facebook.
They do. You should be able to do that, but you can't. And I've tried because I've like followed random things and not wanted to like, you know, like you spend the day on set and you're like, oh, I'll follow the grip. We're buddies. And then you're like, oh, I don't really want to follow this, but I feel bad unfollowing.
Yeah.
Like it'd be nice to just be able to hide stuff.
Yeah, you want to hide or lurk, basically. So what would you do if you were that person?
I would just not open these memes and I'd find another way to connect to my friends.
Yeah, I would follow and then just, you know, not necessarily pay mind to the memes in my timeline.
That is you and I boiled down, just distilled to our purest essence.
Because you really like the amount of followers that you follow. You don't want that number to be high. You don't want the clutter.
I don't like clutter. I like streamlined minimalism. And you just, nothing phases you.
Yeah, like I can follow. I followed somebody by accident like 3 years ago and I just never unfollowed.
Do you still look at their stuff?
It comes up so infrequently. Do you know how many people you follow?
I think it's like 220 or something like that.
227.
I follow 227?
Yeah.
Got to get that down. I like it at 220 or 222.
I follow 12,760.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
How many do you follow?
Only 320. So with all my clutter, it's basically roughly the same amount of people as you.
It's not basically roughly. Well, it's 100 people more. Yeah, I'm two-thirds of you.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, we're all under a million.
Sure, by a lot.
Of course. All right, those are your options. Choose wisely. All right, what else we got? Oh, another small problem.
Small Paul.
Small-t Paul-t writes, I have a minor annoyance that I don't know how to deal with. I'm a teacher. In between classes, another teacher from a nearby classroom comes in to talk to me. Every time he comes in, he unknowingly does something that bothers me. Sometimes he messes with my stuff. He moves my things a little bit and uses his finger to erase parts of my writing on the board. I know it's neurotic, but it still bothers me. Also, I have chocolate or candy for the children if they do really well in class as a reward system. Sometimes this teacher asks me if I can have one. If he can have one, I say yes. But then I see him take two or three out of the bag. I don't mind giving out one at a time, but why does he ask for one and take more? Once I wasn't in the classroom, and he ate the last of my Oreos. There were three left. Then bought me a new pack to make up for it and proceeded to eat that pack from my classroom before my students or I had one. I know this is a small problem, but how can I deal with this board eraser slash candy caper? I know he's an okay guy, but I'm getting annoyed with these visits. Thanks for your help. Love, Small Paul.
That's tough. That is tough.
This is like something that you can relate to, the small things that irritate you.
Yeah, that add up for sure.
Yeah, and then like the worst part about these small annoyances is that like they end up being a straw that breaks a camel's back, and then he like takes another Oreo and you're like, just get the fuck out of my classroom. And then you're like, whoa, I just took an Oreo.
Whoa, Paul. Going to the teacher's lounge. Hey, Paul screamed at me and all I did was have an Oreo.
Mouthful of chocolate. I mean, this is ridiculous. It was an Oreo bag that I got for him.
Take a chill pill. I'm choking on a Werther.
Does anybody care? Nobody's saying anything. So what can you do? You can't really lash out. You can't really make a rule. You basically have to be either take it or be an asshole.
I sort of remember this feeling from like college in a way. You know, like when you like left your dorm door all like open all day and somebody would come in and you're like, I'm just trying to like relax. I don't want company right now.
Yeah, and then somebody knocks and enters like, hey, what are you doing? What are you up to?
Yeah, and then they start like watching your DVDs.
I wonder if I've ever been that annoying person. It seems like you can't go through life never being that annoying person.
I think we've all been the annoying person, but there are some people that have a little less self-awareness that become that annoying person just a bit more.
But would they be just as shocked to learn that they're the annoying person as I am? Or would they be more shocked than I am because I'm so self-aware, even though I've never been that person? I'd be like, yeah, I guess that exists, and some people are that people, and I shouldn't be so shocked.
Yeah, I feel like they'd be even more shocked because they're like, I'm never annoying. Undoing one of your Oreos. I think that like people with a lot of self-awareness wouldn't be shocked, but like the person accusing them would also be kind of wrong.
Yeah.
If I was like, you're always invading my space. Well, yes, you do always take my computer charger.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
And actually, I did have two of your Oreos earlier today, but I replaced it.
I think, and then you ate that pack. I think all you can do is just be a little surly to the guy.
And, oh, like snide comments?
Not even snide, but just like when he comes in and he's like, hey, how's your day? Just like, don't answer him for a second. And be like, sorry, I was distracted. And then like, don't answer the question anyway. And then he's like, "Can I have some chocolates?" And you're like, "Yep."
Or what if you're like, "Oh, fine. Sorry, I've just had a bad day. It's not you.
It's good,
but it is him."
Yeah, so just like plant little seeds of
doubt,
and rudeness in his mind.
That's
make
good.
Make him think the friendship is not as strong as he thought.
That's good. It's
and then he'll become
apart.
Uncomfortable coming into your class.
Yeah, you sort of have to flip the script on him, where he put you in a position where it's either he's the asshole or you're the asshole. So you flip it, and you're just mean to him, and then you apologize saying something bad is happening in your life, and you never tell him what it is.
Oh, that's
so good. You're just a nasty guy, and then he either has to take it, or take the abuse of you being an asshole, or, you know, maybe he's the asshole.
Yeah. I mean, this is really tough, because I think in this situation, I would just continue to be nice and resent this dude forever.
Resent forever.
Resent forever.
And that prevents you from ever having a difficult conversation with this guy.
Yeah, but I think being rude to him is also, like, you know, kind of the wrong move. Like, for you to be like, don't have any more fucking chocolate. Sorry, I've had a bad day. Is also pretty shitty.
Or what if it's the, hey, listen, man, I know this is inconsequential, but you've been doing little things that sort of irk me throughout the course of our relationship.
That's just too much. Yeah. It's like having a breakup after like a coffee date or something.
You don't want to do that either.
No, it's too heavy for this situation. I think here's what I would do. When the chocolate stuff, he says, can I have a piece? You say, yeah, but just take one because I have a class in a few minutes. I got to save some for those kids.
Oh, that's good.
Or if he says, can I have some? You say, hey, I'm running really low. They're only for the kids in the next class. So like,
draw some sort of little boundaries.
Yeah. You don't have to be like, no, you can't have a chocolate because they're not for you. They're for the children. But you give like a reasonable excuse that like I'm saving them and I would give you more, but I'm running low. And then on the him erasing the stuff on your board front, you got to deal with that. He's going to do it.
He's going to erase. Do you imagine a whiteboard or a chalkboard, the green?
Whiteboard. And he's just like erasing like the bottom of a T.
Oh, that's good. So it's not really noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's turning the T into an I. That would be more destructive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or maybe the bottom of a J. Right. So it looks like an I. Or like the middle little inroad of a capital B.
Nice.
So that it turns into a D of sorts.
Or you could so you could take out the slash and a Q,
turn it right into an O.
Yeah.
That's good. Or maybe it's like a fucking L and he turns it
into what? You're crying. You're crying. And why wouldn't you be?
He turns you into an ex. An ex friend.
Nice.
All right. Two minor annoyances. Let's take a break and thank some major sponsors. Then we'll be back with more questions and answers after this. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a listener to the fight. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. Oh, no, but I know you do.
I got a good one.
All right, let's hear them.
Memorize your credit card number. Memorize your credit card number.
You have yours memorized?
That's right.
Go for it.
4696.
You're already lying.
822-9783.
Now you're telling the truth.
75855211. Expiration January 4822. SID, the little
4822.
The little code at the bottom.
You said 4822.
A yellow triangle. Coupled with a fig, freaking Newton. Whenever I'm trying to buy something online, I don't want to input it onto my computer in case, you know, somebody gets my computer. And I don't want to, like, have to find my wallet. Maybe I put it in my room and I'm not in my room and I have to get up and grab it. So one day I just decided to memorize my credit card information. I can type it in. Nobody can steal it from my brain.
So you don't have Chrome, like, with the autofill your
credit card? No. Not with credit card information.
Interesting. I took that plunge a long time ago, and it is very nice.
It's basically saying, if someone steals my computer in the off chance, more power to them. They can steal my credit card information, too.
At least they'll have to hack into the
computer itself. Yeah. But other than that, I just won't lose my computer and it'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't think I.
What about if you're not, if you're buying something online?
I have my credit card number memorized also.
Well, well, well. Isn't the pot calling the kettle whack?
Well, I did it before I had like gotten into the, you know, the autofill stuff.
Oh, I see.
I did it for like ordering food.
Oh yeah,
it's nice if you like call and you just have your credit card.
That's right. They're gonna ask it to you.
Like sometimes when I'm driving and like somebody's like, I don't know, like I don't know why that's ever come up, but it has. I've been like driving and Jill or Micah like put in the credit card for me.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a nice feeling to know it.
Did you memorize it on purpose or by accident by using it so much? It just like, oh wait, I pretty much kind of know it already.
On purpose. And I like, there was a time when I would like commit it to memory as soon as I got the card.
Oh wow, instantly.
Yeah,
my card's going to expire soon. I have to re-memorize a number.
Yeah, it's easier than you think because like your credit cards pretty consistently have the same numbers in them. Or I don't know if you've noticed that.
Oh, it's like pretty much the same like 8 first digits and then it goes off the rails.
Uh-huh.
But we used to do that all the time, memorizing phone numbers. Now that we don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah. I still don't know Jill's phone number off the top of my head.
Really?
No idea what it is.
So if you lose your phone, you're kind of fucked.
I can't even tell you the first 3 digits of the 9.
The what?
The first 3 digits.
You don't even know her area code.
Not for sure.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That sucks.
Yeah, it's rough.
Do you know her last name?
It's going to be Hurwitz.
That's a really cool move.
That's what I...
That's really strong.
Yeah. You have to be that way.
Yeah.
You have to be the man.
Yeah.
And oh, she is... Nope, I'm taking her last name.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you flipped a coin.
Because I was too aggressive.
That makes sense. You deserve that. So that's my quick little one.
It is nice. It's convenient. That's called streamlining shit.
How's that?
Just makes your life a little less complicated. You don't have to dig around in your pockets.
You just have to dig around in your mind.
I also noticed, because you got a call while we were recording the podcast, that you got yourself a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me things were going so well for your ass, Blumenfeld.
So well.
I didn't know you had that kind of year. A barbecue year?
Yeah, it's just a couple $100. I mean, it's not... You've seen
Very nice. Direct gas line or propane?
You know, that was an actual debate that I had.
Of course. Of course it was. What'd you go with?
I was leaning towards direct gas line out of sheer convenience, of course.
Yeah.
But then the setting it up and having a line and where to put the barbecue, it sort of limits your portability. So then I said, you know what? I'll just get the propane tank. I probably won't use it very much. And I can put the barbecue anywhere I want. It's like a portable phone.
Yeah.
That's what I did. But I wonder if I'll end up deciding to change it. Like, if I always put it one place and then it's like, I don't want to deal with ever buying a propane tank, I can do a direct line. Do you have a barbecue?
No, but I actually, right now I have one in my cart waiting to check out on Amazon. I was just going to do it after I got back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which one?
Crazy.
I guess, what if we got the same one, it can be our unsolicited advice next week.
Holy shit. We probably are getting... No, wait. I don't know if we're getting the same exact one, because I know you used Wire Cutter for it.
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, really?
I used my brother. But I feel like there's only two or three barbecue companies. So odds are we do have the same one.
Did you order it from Amazon?
No, I got it from a hardware store.
I don't know then. You know, we'll see. I guess we'll see.
If you get it on Amazon, do they come and deliver it for you? Because Ace Hardware sure does.
Yeah, they'll deliver it. And for another like $80, you can have them install it.
Okay, let's compare prices after, offline.
All right.
But for now, let's answer another question. And I'm thinking, this guy has a real small name.
Little John.
Lil John writes, anyway, to the problem. I'm about to turn 16, and ever since I can remember, my mom has told me, no phone till you're 16. Well, the time has come. I'm turning 16 soon, and I'm planning on getting my first phone, because I have never had a phone, and I never saw a reason to get any social media. I am not on any apps. Literally, everyone else has a phone and social media, and they have for years. So I guess my question is, how do I even go about getting contacts, social media, and all that shit so late after everyone else? I just feel like it's kind of awkward, because I'm so late to it all. Once again, I know this is such a small problem, but I would really appreciate some advice from you guys. Cheers, Lil John, some 15-year-old guy from Australia.
How the hell do I have social media?
Do you remember getting your first social media?
I remember, yeah, because it was like
getting Facebook.
Yeah, it was when I was in college. We were like waiting for Facebook to come to our college.
Yeah, that's right. Like a hot band.
We got like a DM, or not a DM. I got like an instant message from people that were like, hey, Facebook is at our school now.
What did you have before Facebook? What was your first social media?
Oh, MySpace.
You were on MySpace.
Yeah, I had a MySpace.
Were you on Friendster?
No.
I was on Friendster.
You were?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was real old school. And College Humor even had something called Campus Hook. Were you on that?
No, never.
Yeah, Campus Hook, Friendster, then MySpace. MySpace was like the Wild West. You could do anything with MySpace.
Yeah, wait, actually, Facebook might have been my first social media, actually.
You might have had Facebook, then MySpace.
Yeah, yes, I did. It was like the summer that I had both. And it was the summer after freshman year.
Oh, is that when you wrote Summer of Both?
Yeah.
Summer of Both! That was the highlight of your fucking life.
Summer of Both.
It's when you didn't have to choose between Facebook and
I can't
and
choose
MySpace.
One. I have to have both this summer. Summer of Both!
And you're just talking about two social medias.
Yeah.
Wasn't it exciting to get Facebook for the first time?
Yeah, I remember through high school, I used Instant Messenger to, like, hook up with people.
AIM.
AIM. And Facebook was like this glorious new thing where you didn't like have to have everybody's
name.
Like, yeah, you could, anybody you were like too afraid to talk to, you could find them afterwards. It was a real beautiful coward's tool, and it still is.
And this is 2006 or so.
Yeah.
I remember I held out on Facebook. I thought I was so late in the game. It was like 2007.
So you're like, I'm all in on Campus Hook.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need Facebook. I already got fucking MySpace. What do I need to move on for? Now, I need to be ahead of the curve. I felt like I missed Snapchat and it came and left without me.
Yeah, well, you got on Snapchat for a little bit.
Yeah, but what's the new? What's the new hotness?
I don't know. It feels like almost like in the same way that like, oh, what's the new search engine? Like, no, it's not. You don't have, it's just Google.
Or even new dating app. There hasn't been like a huge threat to Tinder since Bumble, which was 5 years ago. And there really hasn't been anything since then either.
No, it's, yeah. I mean, it's just straight up fucking Instagram.
It's all Instagram.
It's all
just,
Instagram.
Instagram is just growing and swallowing other apps. It's like, now I'm so big, I'm Snapchat too. And then IGTV just came out. Now they're doing like video channels
too. I really hope that dies. I definitely I definitely hate it.
I actually just sold the pilot to IGTV.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome deal. It's a, it's an if come deal.
If anybody comes to the platform, they'll see it.
Yeah, they'll pay me cash for it. Anyway, this guy's 15, about to turn 16. Is it too late for him, or he can always join social
media? You think
media?
You're late, but you're not. Just like download Instagram, follow all your friends. They will be like happy to have you. And
we thought we were like, late to the podcast game, for example. Yeah, it was like 2013.
You're very rarely as late as you think you are.
That's right.
And also with social media, it straight up doesn't matter because like nobody's really noticing like, oh, Little John just got an Instagram. Let's make fun of him. Let's tease him.
Yeah, why didn't he have one until now?
They'll probably be like, oh, he just started following me. Nobody will assume that you didn't have an Instagram. They'll assume that you didn't follow them, which is cool.
But is there some sort of pride in the people who are not on this stuff? Do you think there's some sort of pride in that?
Yeah, there definitely. I hear from people all the time. They're like, "I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on Facebook."
Yeah,
like, that's like something you're doing just so you can say that.
Yeah, or maybe they're already married with children, and it's like, "Oh, that makes sense. You
don't
need that anymore."
Yeah, I wonder if I'll stop caring ever.
We always have to use it to promote things.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I actually wanted to delete my Facebook. I still do, but I'm like, oh no, I can't do that because I need access to the Jake and Amir fan page.
That's right.
I remember thinking at one point when I was like 14, I was like, when I get married, will I have an away message? Will I be like,
will it say I'm gone forever?
Will it be like getting married BRB, leave a lot of messages? Or will it? And it's funny because I was like, no, I'll be like so grown up, I won't care about AIM by then.
Wow.
And meanwhile, like now here we are, I'm like, okay, your wedding's going to have a hashtag. You know, like social media is, it is very pervasive and it's like not something you outgrow. It's something that sort of.
Is that when you wrote Getting Married BRB?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting married BRB.
Be right back after I marry. I'm Mary Mary.
Yeah, that was that. That was like the sleeper hit track on the debut album, Summer of Both.
Summer of Both. We should write these songs for real.
I would love to just make a pop punk album with you.
Isn't part of your Dungeons and Dragons Patreon like an album, a musical album or something?
Yeah, we are writing a pop punk song for this character named Galad Roselle, who had a voice like Tom DeLonge.
Galad?
Galad.
Is it just spelled glad?
G-A-L-A-D, like salad.
Salad. Galad.
Galad.
Got it. All right, no further questions.
The song is called Strike True, and it goes, Strike True.
Well, don't give it away for free.
Yeah, you're right. Check out the Patreon, folks.
People have to buy for that shit. All right, one last question, which was actually pretty funny. It was this whole question, and then it was a PS that was a separate question. I'm like, oh, the PS is better than the whole question.
Interesting.
So just the PS, and we'll call this guy PS because it's a short name.
A small
name
for a small
problem. After my week in Amsterdam, I returned home to find that my window was open. I know what you're thinking. But no, my room is on the second floor. Two pigeons had taken roost in my wardrobe. When I opened my closet door to unpack, I was met with a flurry of noises and feathers before the birds escaped, leaving a nest. What do I do?
He got invaded by pigeons?
Two pigeons made a nest in his closet. What would you do if that were the case for you?
I wouldn't allow the pigeons to stay there.
Yeah, but like, do you call the police on a bird?
No, of course. So you can't arrest a bird.
Arresting. So what do you do?
Are you wing cuffs?
Are you fighting these beasts with a broom?
They're not beasts.
They're
birds, you pussy.
They're winged rats.
Yeah, are you afraid of them?
Yeah,
of pigeons?
Yeah, they made a nest in my closet. They think that I'm invading their house.
I'll punch a bird in the beak, but I'm not.
There's one behind you.
Ah!
You turn into a bird. Would you call anyone, or would you try to deal with it solo dolo?
I'd deal with it solo dolo. I'd put the nest outside.
Oh, so like the birds leave, but then you look at the nest and there's like two sort of half-formed birds peeking out of their eggs.
Baby birds?
Yeah. You still dealing with that? You still messing with that nest?
That makes it a little tougher. I think I'd probably try to... I'd get like a little flower box, a windowsill thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd shut the window but put the bird's nest in the little box so the birds could still feed their young.
Okay. And you're doing this while the pigeons are in your room sort of flapping around?
I guess I would, yeah. I think I'd open the window, shut the door, try to shoo them out with the broom. No problem there.
Okay.
Once they're gone,
yeah,
put the nest outside, unless I find babies in it, in which case I try to find a way to stick the nest on the sill so the birds don't, like, so their babies don't die.
This seems like a lot can go wrong. I would be too afraid to mess any of this thing up.
You can call the Humane Society, which is something you've railed against in the past.
Yeah, so I probably shouldn't do that. Just karmically, it seems like it would come back to bite me in the ass. So I suppose I would clip the wings of the pigeons.
No way.
I would do a quick little
you're afraid to even look at the pigeons.
A wing you would clip. I would staple their wings together behind their back.
That's not how you clip a bird's wings.
Well, I'll figure it out. And then as far as the nest is concerned, I you know, like when you're like squeezing a paper bag really quickly or a plastic bag and you sort of
it pops it?
Yeah, yeah.
You like try to pop it. The nest?
Try to pop the nest. Like, what's those little
bubble?
How
was that summer you wrote that like hip hop track called Pop the Nest?
Yeah, Pop the Nest. Yo, pop the nest, baby. Ooh, pop the nest. Pop the post over. And that's our third song.
You gotta have three.
No, I would call the police and I would have those birds arrested.
The cops.
Yeah.
Death penalty for a pigeon. You get arrested. These birds actually have squatter's rights.
The birds on the house. What the hell? The person who shows up is a giant pigeon with a police hat on.
Squawk, squawk.
Bitch. All right. Those are two different options for you guys. Small problems, but you know what? Big answers, if you ask me.
Huge.
If you have your own questions you want to write us in or your own theme song submissions, send them all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was Madison and Leah. Leah? Leah.
Leah.
And this closing one is written by Tyler. Still need more theme songs, so please send them on over. For the love of God, do send them on over. And we'll be back next week, same time. Always, every Monday, until we die.
Can't wait.
Ciao!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.